This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Governor Asa Hutchinson issued a directive ordering restaurants and bars to stop dine-in services and to switch to carry-out, curbside, and delivery options. Since then, many service industry workers across the region have lost their jobs, while others have seen their hours drastically cut. Many of them don't have much financial recourse. So one restaurant manager figured he could do something to help. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Sam Ballou, the general manager of Scotch and Soda in Bentonville, about the Northwest Arkansas virtual tip jar.
Tell us a little bit about Scotch and Soda. What have you experienced at your bar and restaurant so far because of this outbreak?
So we have essentially laid off our entire staff starting last week. And then starting today, we have just now launched a to-go menu that is on both our Instagram and Facebook pages. But we will only be bringing back a small portion of our staff to execute that menu. So most of our folks will still either have no hours or just a fraction of what they normally have.
And how many employees is this impacting?
I think there are about a dozen of us there at Scotch and Soda.
What about other people in the service industry? Are you hearing from them? What are they saying about the situations that they're in?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think most places are similar to us. Even if they are open, they're still operating with just a small portion of their staffs. Obviously, some restaurants are more able to accommodate this burgeoning to-go option that you're seeing everywhere. But there are some places that, you know, either don't have food as an option altogether, so they're kind of out of luck. And then another point that I've noticed, this is more anecdotally, but a lot of people have just been unable to get a hold of the unemployment office just because they're completely overwhelmed with claims. I'm sure that they are doing as much as they possibly can to accommodate as many people as possible, but the phone lines are tied up. The websites have been down. So even those traditional social safety nets aren't necessarily functioning at 100% right now.
Why do you think this outbreak is having such a huge impact on this industry?
I mean, obviously, there's the grouping that's a problem, and obviously, we don't want people grouped together right now. But I think another part of it is that, you know, people are taking care of their families first, which is totally understandable, and then their jobs second. And then one of the few things I actually remember from college is this concept of a third place, and that can also kind of be known as like a home away from home type place. And these are the places that people are probably going to be craving, if not now, definitely in the coming weeks. But if we're not careful, I'm not sure that there'll be as many of those places left. So we do have to pay attention to this vulnerable market. So if there's any of your favorite restaurants or bars that you can support with to-go orders or through something like the virtual tip jar or just contacting individual employees that you particularly like, that would be strongly encouraged.
Let's talk about that virtual tip jar. What is it? How does it work?
Basically, I just totally stole this from an article that I had read. It was the Washington, D.C. area, I believe. I'm sorry, I can't give credit to whoever came up with it there, but basically totally took it from them. It's just a Google spreadsheet that is an index of industry workers and their corresponding PayPal, Cash Apps, Venmos, whether the restaurant they're working at is open or cut back or completely closed. They have an option to list whether or not they have healthcare, which was sort of relevant for the corona situation and where they work. If someone will want to jump on there and find their favorite employee and throw them a $20 tip and help them out a little bit, that would be awesome.
Anyone can add their name to this list. So it sounds like it is very much on an honor system.
This is absolutely an honor system, but I would hope that people wouldn't be taking advantage of that, though that's, I suppose, entirely possible. But I also would expect that anybody who's donating would likely be familiar with these individuals. At least that was my gut instinct. And this is by no means the only way to help anybody out. It was just, I've got more time than I would like to have right now, so I thought it could be useful and help a couple people out, maybe.
Do you know of any other efforts to help service industry workers while they're in this limbo?
As far as I know that the USBG is got a grant program or a emergency aid program. I shouldn't even call it a grant program that you can sign up for, and you don't have to be a member of the USBG. That's the United States Bartenders Guild. I'm not exactly sure whether you have to actually be a bartender or if you can be a server as well. I know that locally in the Bentonville area, our downtown DBI organization has definitely been in a lot of communication with us, helping get our to-go menus out and making sure that we're able to get our message to as many people as possible.
And what kind of relief would you like to see for service industry workers?
Yeah, anything from, I mean, I'm not sure what we've got going on at the federal level, but any kind of aid at that level would be great. And then things that would help the service industry, I know that they've loosened the laws for beer and wine to go. Spirits to go would also be huge for us in the area. There's a lot of great cocktail bars that can't do any food, so they're sort of having to close completely. That would be awesome. I'm sure a lot of people would be able to love to be able to drink their favorite cocktails from home safely. Yeah, really anything helps. Just good vibes, sending good vibes out there. That would be great. If you don't have any money to donate, just send your favorite server or bartender a message saying, hey, I appreciate what you guys do for us, and let me know if there's any way I can help you.
Thank you very much for pulling over on the side of the road and speaking with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for helping get the word out.
That was Sam Ballou, the general manager of Scotch and Soda in Bentonville, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek about the Northwest Arkansas Virtual Tip Jar, which now has a list of nearly 900 service industry workers. The link to the tip jar has been shared across Facebook, and we will link to it at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.